This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
But Turtle, before we went to the break, you brought up the fact that we had some breaking news with the Falcons who have signed a guy at a position that we've talked a lot about. Fill us in.
Yeah, according to multiple reports, Mike Garafolo of NFL Network leading the charge. The Atlanta Falcons have signed German-born kicker Lenny Krieg to a multi-year contract, including a signing bonus. So what does that mean for the future?
A kicker?
Young Waku.
With a signing bonus?
Yep.
I'd say adios, Young Waku.
So we talked about this, Mike. Ku is owed, is it $5
million? $5
million. Which, again, okay, understand this. There's a lot of money for a kicker, okay? Not saying Ku didn't earn it, but they paid him accordingly. He made a lot of kicks and has made a lot of kicks.
He was a great kicker for so long.
But he missed the most kicks, field goals, this year of anybody in the NFL. Now, you could say, was he injured? They knew more than we did. Some people even blame the coaching staff for allowing him to even attempt some of these kicks, Mike, because they knew that he was not 100%. Either way, I'm kind of happy right now because this is a position that we have to get right. We cannot go into another season and have doubts about our field goal kicker, who's been good for a long time. And I know some of you are like, well, it was a bad year. You bring him back. Not at that cost.
No, man. You gotta renegotiate. He's got to come back for less money. Remember, guys, you lost the Chargers game because he missed a field goal. You had no confidence in him.
Saints.
Which would have created a game-tying field goal to win the game. But the Saints game is the one that really sticks in people's minds. Missing three out of four cost you that game. Where things really went south. He's on the hook, as Carlos said, a $5 million cap hit. He's under contract until the end of 26. And the kicker game is the mental game. We talked about Matt Bryant. Matt Bryant went through the same thing Ku did in Tampa. They got rid of him. Comes to Atlanta, has an unbelievable career.
It's great.
But we've been very blessed for the most part with our kickers. But I'm sorry. It's, I don't know how you feel. What have you done for me lately?
No.
He cost us games. I cannot afford that. And then again, if you're not right, if you add it all up, the fact he couldn't be on the field cost us the Commanders game because we had a bum in there whose range was like about 40 yards.
Did you say bum?
Bum. You know, it's like throwing a football with your left hand. That was the range of this guy. So, you know, that's the thing with Young Waku. Couldn't stay healthy, and then there was times where he had the hip issue. Look, if you're on the field, I expect you to make those kicks.
Yeah, look, Lenny Krieg.
Krieg. That's Lenny Krieg.
By the way, he
kind of like the Kriegsmarine.
He apparently really wowed people, both with a personal workout and through the pathway to the NFL program. He went 15 for 15 on
through the international program.
Through the international.
Also played for the Stuttgart Search, Carl Dukes.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. Look it up.
No, he did not.
He actually did.
Lenny, and again, for everybody saying, and this is why we're talking about this, you guys don't know anything about him. I've not seen him kick once, okay? But they have. And they've done their due diligence and scouted and sent people to see these workouts. And to Turtle's point, he has impressed the Falcons enough to do this.
Now, I'm not kidding you. He actually played in a form of organized football.
Not in Stuttgart.
He played for the Stuttgart Surge in 2023
and 2024. I lived in Stuttgart. Come on.
I'm reading this right now from Pro Football. Krieg was a soccer player before watching YouTube and Instagram. He learns how to kick in American football after his older brother returned from University of Wisconsin. Excited about the game, Krieg kicked for the Stuttgart Surge in 2023 and 2024. To Chris's point, before joining the NFL International Player Pathway and then nailing his audition.
All right. And Stuttgart is not, it's not the biggest city in Germany, but it's pretty active.
It's where they make Porsches.
I just showed Carl the Stuttgart Surge team website.
Yeah. Well, look.
They're the real deal.
I'll ask about him when I go over there in later this year.
Lenny
right?
Krieg. Time for you to. You know what I'm going to get you for your
birthday? I'll ask about
You know what I'm getting you for your birthday?
What's that?
A Krieg jersey.
Well, let's hope he can kick, first of all.
And according to the report, by the way, a little more info. He was signed by the Falcons with a lucrative contract and a signing bonus because there was competition for him.
Okay.
So they had to pony up.
So somebody else wanted Lenny Krieg.
And by the way, we're not saying that. Obviously, we've heard nothing about Koo's situation. This doesn't mean that they've released Koo or
No. And we don't know what the market for Lenny Krieg was. They might have signed it for $1 million.
Correct. We have no idea. But the fact is, this is competition.